This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how when you want to go someplace, vacation, maybe you get online, you buy your tickets, or you book your resort of choice, no travel agent needed. Well, travel of the future, by which I mean space, is going to be a little bit more complicated, at least in the short term. Virgin Galactic says it could be sending tourists into Earth orbit as soon as the end of this year. But you can't book that kind of thing yourself. From KPCC, Sandon Totten explains how it's going to work.
Jay Johnson likes to say he has the ultimate icebreaker.
When you walk into a cocktail party and somebody asks you what you do for a living, well, I sell trips to space. Wait, say what?
Johnson runs Coastline Travel Advisors in Southern California. He's also a Virgin Galactic ASA, or Accredited Space Agent. That means he's one of just 91 people around the world chosen to sell tickets for Virgin Galactic's upcoming space tourism experience.
Look at that picture. Look at that. How cool is that?
He shows me a giant picture book he uses during sales pitches.
The cockpit, what it's going to look like. Guys floating around, taking pictures.
The plan is to have 6 tourists at a time ride up in Virgin's ship, which looks like a space-age Learjet. It'll rocket up to suborbit, where passengers will float around weightlessly for a few minutes before returning to Earth. Johnson makes a commission on each ticket, but it's small compared to most vacation packages he sells. So far, he's booked 8 seats. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but keep in mind, each seat sells for $250,000. Finding buyers hasn't been easy.
In the early stages, nobody knew how to market this. We had no clue who the clients would be.
That's Linda Turley Garrett, an accredited space agent in the Bay Area. She's tried marketing at everything from science museums to luxury car dealers. Between the two of them, Turley Garrett and Johnson have sold to a techie from Silicon Valley, a real estate broker from Columbus, a 70-year-old South Korean retiree, and a few celebrities who wish to remain anonymous.
Even talking about it, I get excited about it.
Josh Resnick is a video game developer from Brentwood, California. He bought 2 tickets from Jay Johnson, one for himself and another for his mom, Retta.
Such an opportunity. I just jumped on it.
They've been waiting 7 years and counting for Virgin to finally start flying to space. But 79-year-old Retta says that wait is nothing.
When I was born, there was no television. There was no real washing machines. And yes, there was horse and buggy that delivered ice to our house for our icebox. So we've come a long way.
But we're not there yet, says Greg Autry, an expert on the private space industry. He says even though Virgin Galactic has sold more than 700 tickets, it still hasn't made a profit.
They can't really count the deposits till they're delivered on the service.
And he says while there are a few other companies eager to enter the space tourism business, the industry can't really rocket off until there's more competition.
No industry exists in a bubble, and there have to be all sorts of other companies supplying them with things like fuel, logistical services, pre-flight training for their astronauts, spacesuits, and materials.
The price would also need to drop a lot before summer vacations to space are a mainstream thing. Back at his office, space agent Jay Johnson is following up with a potential customer.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Jeff. Is he available?
He says, for now, he'll keep working the phones, showing up at travel expos, and scouring Southern California for people with a dream of flying to space and a couple $100,000 to spare. In Los Angeles, I'm Sandon Totten for Marketplace.